BBC News with Nick Kelly. Fighting has continued unabated in eastern Ukraine as a planned ceasefire approaches. Russian-backed rebels have continued their ferocious shelling of the key town of Debaltseve. The Ukrainians say the separatists have also intensified their assault on another strategic town, Mariupol. Ian Pannell reports.
It's war, not peace, that's dominated the final day before the ceasefire is due to begin. If the guns fall silent, then there's at least a starting chance that this peace agreement could take hold and a political process begin. But the mood on both sides is grim and optimism in short supply. Adding to the general mood of pessimism, a rebel leader has now said that Debaltseve isn't covered by the Minsk agreement and any ceasefire won't apply there. The Ukrainian president, Petro Poroshenko, has warned that the deal is now in grave danger and that he'll take severe measures if it fails.
The Danish Prime Minister says the whole country has reacted with anger and disgust at the lethal attack on a cafe where a debate on blasphemy and freedom of expression was being held. Helle Thorning-Schmidt described it as a terror attack, but said Denmark would continue to fight for democracy and freedom of speech.
It fills us with anger and disgust that such a violent terror attack can take place here. This is not the Denmark we want. We will stay united and we will always defend our democracy and our freedom of expression. That's what we want to say loud and clear tonight.
One man was killed and three police officers injured when the gunman opened fire on the venue. The event in the capital, Copenhagen, was attended by the Swedish artist Lars Vilks, who's drawn cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad as a dog. He wasn't hurt. In audio recorded inside the cafe, a speaker is cut off mid-sentence by a volley of shots.
Why do we still say but when we...
A manhunt is underway for the assailant. The attack comes 5 weeks after the attack by Islamist gunmen on the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo. Officials in Canada have branded as murderous misfits a gang they say planned a Valentine's Day massacre. The Canadian Justice Minister Peter McKay said the alleged plot to attack a shopping centre in the city of Halifax could well have resulted in the loss of many lives.
Based on what we know so far, it would have been devastating. Mass casualties were a real possibility. A day known to represent love and affection could have taken a much different meaning today had it not been for the exceptional efforts of combined law enforcement community.
Police have charged a man and a woman with conspiracy to murder. A third suspect killed himself when officers tried to detain him. World news from the BBC. Gulf foreign ministers have called on the United Nations Security Council to authorise the use of military force in Yemen in a bid to resolve the country's political crisis. Last month, the Shia Houthi militia overthrew the government in Sana'a. Women activists in Turkey have been protesting against the murder of a young woman after she reportedly resisted an attempt by a bus driver to rape her. Police discovered the burnt body of Özgecan Aslan on Friday in a riverbed in southern Turkey. They arrested three men. Local media report that Ms. Aslan beat off the driver's attack with pepper spray but was then stabbed to death. The South African president, Jacob Zuma, has been giving more details of his plans for radical land reform. He said foreigners would be banned from owning farmland. Farmers who own more than 12,000 hectares will be forced to sell the excess to the government for redistribution.
Land has become one of the most critical factors in achieving redress for the wrongs of the past. In terms of our new proposed laws, a ceiling of land ownership will be set at a maximum of 12,000 hectares. Foreign nationals will not be allowed to own land in South Africa, but will be eligible for long-term lease.
The South African President Jacob Zuma speaking there. Finally, the dissident Iranian film director Jafar Panahi has won the top prize at the Berlin Film Festival, the prestigious Golden Bear, for his film Taxi. The Iranian authorities banned Mr. Panahi from making films or travelling abroad for what they called propaganda against the Iranian government. However, Mr. Panahi has continued to pursue his art, in this instance, with a tale of a taxi driver who swapped stories about Tehran with his passengers. The Best Actor and Actress awards went to two Britons, Tom Courtney and Charlotte Rampling. BBC News.